Okay, so we're going to pick up with Avaraba. So in Avaraba we show our intense desire to draw close to Hashem and fulfill His Torah and mitzvos with awe and love. And Rav Mordechai Potash says we should concentrate deeply every day while reciting this bracha to show that these ideals are extremely dear to us. The Baal Shem Tov tells us that one of the primary reasons why we have not been redeemed from this galus is because people fail to concentrate in this bracha. And therefore, we should put special effort into the bracha, show Hashem we're eager to bring the geula, and at that point, we'll be able to be filled with sincere awe and love of Hashem. Rabbi Chiel Sparrow tells us, clearly, as we know, the dominant theme of this tefillah of Avaraba is love, as it begins and ends with the word Ahava. And the Reish Chachma writes that we can learn from the depth of love that Hashem has for us by reading Avaraba. He explains there's 13 points in this bracha which show Hashem's love for us. 13 is the numerical value of Ava and also of Echad. And Rabbi Sparrow continues and says we begin the tefillah by calling Hashem Elokeinu. Then we next call Him Avinu Malkeinu. And then lastly we call Him Avinu Avarachman. We also make requests of Hashem in this bracha. First to understand this Torah, and then later a request that seems totally unrelated to the rest of this bracha by asking for the geula. And he asks, he says, why suddenly here are we making requests? We know requests are made in Shmoneh Esrei. And he quotes from Shimshon Pinkus. He says that our relationship with Hashem is described in three different ways. The first is a servant to a king. The second is that of a son to a father. And obviously, the second relationship is closer than the first, since a servant serves the king only out of fear. A son serves his father out of love. And a third, more intimate relationship, which is not mentioned here, is that of a wife to her husband. And this relationship by far is the most personal, most special of all three. And by the standard ladder of ascension, which we've been going through davening, we would reach this level when we enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where we then have the yichud and complete total privacy with Hashem. But it only happens when we have that feeling of L'man Shmo B'Ahava, when we get to Shmoneh Esrei. Love we know has a power to transport us to a place where we may not yet be, but where we yearn to go. And we're not there yet, but we're not that far away, as we're growing closer and closer as we approach Shema. And since our love for Hashem is expressed so openly in the bracha, we therefore break the rule and boldly ask Hashem to help us learn and fulfill that which is the core of our love, His Torah. We beg Him to allow us to understand it, to hear it, to learn it, and to keep it with love. We also then ask for the geula, since, as we said, the gematria of Ava is 13 and Echad is 13. So we're asking Him at this point, and may this love that will help bring about the geula lead us to understand the ultimate oneness, which is what we'll get once we have the geula of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And Shimshon Pinkus tells us that the bracha includes, as we said, a bakasha, a request specific to Torah, as we say, Avinu Avarachman and Rachim Aleinu, and we end that phrase as Kol Divrei Salam Tersecha B'Ahava. And he says there's three levels of chesed. The first is the chesed seen in the world. It revolves around Pikuach Nefesh. When there's a life-threatening situation, then everyone gets involved to help. He says the second level of chesed is among Klal Yisrael, where we're no say all but chavero, we want to ease the burden of another Jew. And the third level is the chesed of a father. He says, as a father, it's not a part-time job, it's an around-the-clock, 24-7. He gives an mashal, he says, if a father would warn his child numerous times not to climb a wall or a fence, and his child doesn't listen, climbs, falls down, hurts himself, how will the father respond? Does he yell at him and say, I told you not to climb, or does his heart melt upon hearing his child's cry? He says, the same is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. He warns us millions of times not to burn ourselves by doing an Aveira, by doing a Chet. Yet, He always remains the Avinu of HaRachamon. And Torah, He says, was only given to us through Ava, which only can come from a father. And as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Chavivin Yisrael, Shenitin Lehem Kli Chemda, Shebo Nivru Shmayim Va'aretz, beloved is Klal Yisrael, who was given a cherished instrument, which was created with heaven and earth. So the only way to be zocha to Torah is through this Ava, and as we know, there are many levels of Ava. So we say, Ava Rabba, Avtanu, Hashem Elokeinu, Chemlo, Gedola, Visera, Chamal Taleinu, that without this Chemlo, without the Rachamim from Hashem, we cannot be zocha to Asher in His Torah. We also say Avinu Malkeinu, and as we know, Avinu Malkeinu is an auspicious tefillah, which we use for Yom Neroim and for Atainis Tzibur. And it's based on the Gemara in Tainis, where Rabbi Elazar davened for rain and was unanswered, and then Rabbi Akiva came and said, Avinu Malkeinu, and he was answered. And because of this, Rav Pinkus explains that we end Tachlin with the Tefillah of Avinu Malkeinu, Chaneinu Vaneinu, and then say Vanachnu Lo Neda, which he quotes the Avudram explaining that was saying to Hashem that we've done everything. We stood for Shemana Esrei, we fell in the field of Sapayim, we said Avinu Malkeinu, and therefore, Vanachnu Lo Neda, we do not know what else to do. And we know that Hashem deals with the world in two ways. He deals with the world as a Melech, which is through Schar V'Onesh, and he also deals as a father, which is how Hashem relates to us, full of love, with an unbreakable connection. And here we're adding that everyone knows that the king relates to his son differently than everyone else. And when we talk about a Ben Melech, which we are the Ben Melech, we say Avinu and then Malkeinu, because to us Hashem is first our father, and secondly is our king. So we start the bracha, and we say Ava Rabba, Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu. And Hashem Shoab tells us that the closest phrase we find in Tanakh to this is Avas Olam Ahavtich. And this is the phrase we use by Mariv and Svardim, and some of Nusach Svard will use it by Shachris also. Our text of Ava Rabba was instituted during the time of the Gaonim. The term Rabba is used in the sense of constantly increasing. And the meaning is that Hashem, in his ever-increasing love of Am Yisrael, is constantly expanded the chain of Torah knowledge throughout all the generations. Each generation expanded further in the Torah knowledge handed to them from their predecessors. The Maral tells us the meaning of in the morning, when Nusach Ashkenaz says Ava Rabba and at night says Avas Olam, he explains that it means like this, that Ava Rabba is talking about the abundance of Hashem's love to us, while Avas Olam refers to the fact that Hashem's love for us is eternal. And he says in the morning, it's a time of light, a time when Hashem's love for us is wholly apparent. And therefore we can speak of this auspicious love that he has for us. However, in the darkness of the night, that love is less obvious. And nevertheless, we live with a conviction that no matter how dark it seems, Hashem loves us and that love is eternal. We continue, Chemla Gedola Visera Chamalta Aleinu. The word Chemla means compassion. And we're saying, notwithstanding the fact that we may not have deserved Hashem's compassion, because there were many periods throughout our history where large segments of our nation neglected the learning of Torah, and much of it was forgotten by large sectors of the Jewish people. But nevertheless, instead of treating us with din for this neglect of Torah learning, Hashem in his abundant compassion changed that Midas Adin to a Midas Arachamim. And he did this by providing Klal Yisrael with great Talmidei Chachamim, Poskim, and every generation who kept the Torah alive throughout our history. And Rav Moshe Wolfson tells us, he says, lest one think that he can comprehend that deep, unfathomable love that Hashem has towards every single Jew. And therefore we continue, Chemlo Gedolo Visera Chamalta Aleinu. Visera, he says, exceedingly, means that however great we perceive Hashem's mercy, it is even greater than that. We then continue, Avinu Malkeinu, Bavar Avoseinu, Shebatchu V'chol, Vatlam Dem Chukei Chaim, Kein Techanenu Slamedeinu. The word Techanenu comes from the word of Chesnun, which means a spiritual endowment. And when we say Chukei Chaim, we ask Hashem to teach us His Torah, which contains His will, which is the basis of which our lives depend. And we need to realize that Torah learning takes effect, it takes effort. But at the end, it's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Chazal tell us, Yegati U'matzasi Tamen, that it's only when I worked and I found. And Metzia connotates finding a lost object. And in this case, it's the gift of understanding that Hashem has given us based on the result of the efforts we put into the learning. And Rav Shimon Schwab tells us that the effortless, instant coffee type of learning is not called Talmud Torah. And that knowledge will be lost. And he says, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, V'haruach bo, v'okarto, v'afachto alpanov, that if your learning isn't properly rooted like a tree, if the roots are not solid, then the wind is just going to blow it over. And therefore we ask Hashem to grant us the spiritual endowment of Talmud Torah. And we then continue, Avinu Avarachamon, Hamarachim Rachim Aleinu. And we have four expressions to which we plead with Hashem to mercifully give us the understanding in His Torah. And in these four pleas, we ask Hashem to allow us to understand the totality of His Torah, which consists of four parts. The first level is pshat, basic meaning of the subject matter under study. The second level is Medrash, which is the exegetical method of studying the words and letters of the text to which the Chachamim have arrived then at its meaning. The third level is Remez, where various halachos and concepts are only alluded to in certain words and sentences. An example of this is Gematria. And the fourth level is Sod. This encompasses the secrets and mysteries hidden in the Torah. And one could compare these four levels of learning Torah to the body. The Pshat is the skin, which is only the outward appearance. The Drash, the Medrash, is the muscle tissue under the skin. The Remez is the bone structure underneath the muscle tissue. And the Sod are all the covered organs inside us. We then continue, V'sein b'libeinu lahavin. Lahavin comes from Bina, the highest form of understanding, which corresponds to the Sod. Lahaskil, we say if we can't reach Lahavin, we're asking Hashem to at least allow us to reach that next level of understanding, which corresponds to Remez. And Rav Shimon Schwab says, normally we don't ask Hashem for abundance of anything. However, in regard to Torah knowledge, the Gemara tells us that one may indeed ask for an abundance of Torah knowledge, and it's based on the pasuk of Harchev Picha V'Amaleu. We then say Lishmoa, we ask Hashem if we don't merit the first two levels of Torah understanding, at least allow us Lishmoa to hear the Torah. And Lishmoa has two meanings. The first is that we hear something and we submit it to memory with such an intensity that we don't forget it. And the second meaning is that every individual, when he hears the words of Torah, he has to hear it as it's being directed to him personally. And he says, for example, when Hashem says, and the Torah says, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, each person is supposed to hear it and understand that it's a direct command to him. So we ask Hashem that when we learn His Torah, we be given the ability, Lishmoa, to hear it, the subject matter, both in the sense of learning it and never forgetting it, and also that we be given that awareness that these words of Torah are directed toward us. Lilmod, but if we're not privileged to achieve the previously mentioned levels of learning, we ask Hashem to give us at least the opportunity to learn the simple Pshat of Torah. We ask for the privilege of being allowed to learn Torah even on a very basic level. Ulalah made in learning Torah the objects not only to know it and understand it personally, but to go out and teach it. And we teach it first to our children, and then we teach it to others. Lishmar, in order to safeguard the Torah, one has to learn it over and over, so that he can apply his learning immediately when that occasion arises. And as Chazal say, Ushmartem Zu Mishnah, you shall safeguard, this is study. Philosos, the object of Torah learning is a practical application. As Chazal tell us, Lo Hamedrash Iker, El Hamaisa, it's not the learning that's the Iker, but it's the actual doing. And the Baruch Shamar explains, Lishmar goes on the Lavim, while Lasos goes on the Asin. Ulakayim, this is not the same as velasos. Lasos means to observe the mitzvos, while lakayim means to strengthen and uphold the observance of the mitzvos, even in a place of hardship that may cause one to normally neglect it for different reasons. Some mitzvos may interfere with one's livelihood or other aspects of one's life. So we ask Hashem to give us the strength in face of all odds to uphold those mitzvos that are about to fall and be trampled upon. And then we say it's called Divrei Salmud Torsecha. We ask Hashem that we may be privileged to keep the mitzvos as a result of the learning of them in the Torah, and not merely as a tradition. If one's ignorant in his Torah learning, the mitzvos that he keeps as a tradition can never be performed properly. And then we say, Be'ahava, we're asking Hashem to grant us the frame of mind to practice the mitzvos not out of compulsion or a feeling of restriction, but out of love for Him and for His Torah. And we'll hold it at least here in this half and continue the next half next week. So to end with the story and then the homework, so Yossi Shine was a second grader in a yeshiva in Lakewood, and he was visiting Brooklyn for Shabbos and eating a meal at the home of the Schechters, a close friend of the family. Bubby Schechter was there too, an elderly woman who was adored by her grandchildren, and Yossi too felt very close to her. During the Shabbos meal, she took ill, and the family called Atzala, and after a quick check, she needed to be taken into the emergency room. The family, Yossi included, felt miserable thinking of poor Bubby lying sick in the hospital. But what could a boy like Yossi do? After Shabbos, Yossi and his family returned back to Lakewood. He bounded up the stairs to his room and a few minutes later came down holding a bag filled with change. "What's this all about?" Yossi, his mother asked. "This money I've been collecting all year," he explained. "I have $4.25 in change. Is it possible I can have 75 cents from you, Mommy?" "Sure, Yossi. What do you need it for?" "I just need $5 for yeshiva tomorrow," he answered mysteriously. "I'll tell you about it when I come home." Yossi's mother gave him the 75 cents, and Yossi went to sleep happy. The next day when Yossi came home from yeshiva, he announced, "Mommy, Bobby Schechter will be coming out of the hospital today." "Well, Yossi, I hope you're right, but how do you know that?" "Because every day in yeshiva we say Tehillim, and if you bring in $5 for tzedakah, you're allowed to give in a name, and they say the Tehillim for that day for the name that you gave. I took the money I saved up all year and put it together with the money you gave me, and today we will have to say Tehillim for Bobby Schechter, so I know for sure that she will be better and leave the hospital today." And just as Yossi said, Bobby Schechter was released from the hospital with a clean bill of health. And this is the simple power of a tefillah produced by a heart filled with emunah. It's the power of a child's tefillos, and we have that same ability. Just children have more belief in what they're doing than sometimes we do as adults, but if we believe in that same fashion, our tefillah will accomplish the same. And the homework, obviously, is at least once during the week, as we do the first half of this brach of Abba Rabba, or Avos Olam, for those that say Avos Olam, to focus on some of what we've gone through.